Heavenly Father, we thank you for your precious people that are joining us globally. As we come together on this Good Friday in worship and praise, we come together in the spirit of agreement according to Matthew 18:19. We pray according to Psalms 91. Thank you for giving your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. No evil shall befall us, neither shall any plague come near our dwelling. We thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father, for the significance of this Good Friday. We give you praise and glory now. We acknowledge your presence now, Father. We acknowledge who you are in our lives today. And we say thank you. Thank you for another day. Thank you for another day. We give you glory and praise in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you so much for joining us today for this time of worship and praise. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24, says, He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. And by his wounds we have been healed. We have been healed. Mark chapter 9, verse 31, it says, For he was teaching his disciples, saying to them, The Son of Man is coming to be delivered into the hands of men, and they will kill him. And when he is killed, after 3 days, he will rise. Today, we're celebrating, commemorating the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Faith is confidence, believers, and what we hope for. It is the assurance and what we do not see. So let's make sure that we hold on to the Word of God. As we continue to give voice to the Word, I want to remind you it is a form of prayer, our declarations of faith, our confessions of faith. Let's continue to be intentional about giving voice to the Word. As we confess and affirm God's word over our lives, let's remain in expectancy for a harvest of the word manifested in our lives. Without faith, it is impossible. Without faith, it is impossible. Let me say it again. Without faith, it is impossible to please our Father. Because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him, according to Hebrews 11:6. Today, Father, we thank you for the various regions that we are called to reach in the United States of America and our international regions. We thank you and we give you glory and praise now. We thank you for these regions. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem, according to the word, Romans 11:26-27. And so all Israel will be saved, as it is written, the deliverer will come out of Zion, and he will turn away ungodliness from Jacob. For this is my covenant with them, when I take away their sins. Psalms 122:6, believers says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love you. Today, Father, we pause intentionally to pray for those families who were affected by the bridge that collapsed in Baltimore. We thank you right now. We give you praise for our families, global faith partners who are experiencing challenges today. They're suffering. Those who are depressed today, Father, those who seem to be in a place of despair, we thank you and we speak peace in the name of Jesus. We give you glory and praise. Let's receive at this time Pastor Amy Baker. She's going to lead us in our confessions of faith today for wisdom and guidance, followed by Deacon Tiffany Ingram with our confessions of faith for material needs. Let's receive them at this time.
disclaimer. We're going to confess for God's words for wisdom and guidance. The Spirit of truth abideth in me and teaches me all things, and he guides me into all truth. Therefore, I confess I have perfect knowledge of every situation and every circumstance that I come up against, for I have the wisdom of God. I trust in the Lord with all my heart, and I lean not unto my own understanding. In all my ways, I acknowledge him, and he directs my path. The word of God is a lamp unto my feet. It is a light unto my path. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. I let the word of Christ dwell in me richly in all wisdom. I do follow the good shepherd, and I know his voice, and the voice of a stranger I will not follow. Jesus has made unto me wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. Therefore, I confess I have the wisdom of God, and I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, the anointed one and his anointed. I am filled with the knowledge of the Lord's will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. I am a new creation in Christ. I am his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. Therefore, I have the mind of Christ, and the wisdom of God is formed within me. I have put off the old man and have put on the new man, which is renewed in the knowledge after the image of him that created me. I receive the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of my understanding being enlightened, and I am not conformed to this world, but I am transformed by the renewing of my mind. My mind is renewed by the word of God. Amen.
Digging Tiffany Ingram.
Confess for material needs. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. Christ has redeemed me from poverty. Christ has redeemed me from sickness. Christ has redeemed me from spiritual death. For poverty, he has given me wealth. For sickness, he has given me health. For death, he has given me eternal life. It is unto me, according to the word of God, I delight myself in the Lord, and he gives me the desires of my heart. I have given, and it is given unto me, that measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, being given unto my bosom. With what measure I meet, it is measured unto me. I sow bountifully, therefore I reap bountifully. I give cheerfully, and my God has made all grace abound toward me. I have the all sufficiency of all things to do abound to all good works. There is no lack, for my God supplies all my needs, according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. The Lord is my shepherd, and I do not want, because Jesus was made poor, that I through his poverty might have abundance. For he came that I might have life and have it abundantly. And I, having received the gift of righteousness, do reign and be in my life of Christ. The Lord has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant, and Abraham's blessings are mine.
We thank you, Father, for these confessions of faith. We thank you that you have pleasure in the prosperity of your servants this morning, your sons and daughters, and Abraham's blessings. They belong to us as believers. Our teleconference line is open this morning, and at this time, we'd like to ask for volunteers to offer a prayer or lead us in a confession of faith of your choice. The line is open. Thank you, Father.
Oh, thank you for the
thank you, Jesus.
Of Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you for the blood of Jesus.
Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Romans chapter 1, verse 17, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith, as it is written. As we reflect today and commemorate this Good Friday and what it means for us today, I'd like to read Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5, but he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his wounds, we are healed. We are healed. We are so grateful for the word of God today. We are so grateful for the word of God today. We want to thank those who got up this morning to pause right at the beginning of your day. We are grateful today that our Heavenly Father sent his only begotten Son on our behalf, and so that we understand the significance of the cross. We understand the significance of the cross today. As we go about our day, we want to pause and reflect on the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ by having communion. So if you haven't done so, you want to make sure that at some point today, you want to pause. 12 noon will be a good time. Join us globally as we pause and have communion. At 12 noon today, wherever you are, you just want to have your wafers or crackers and a little grape juice and just fellowship around the Lord's table, fellowship around the Lord's table. Many of you may be traveling this morning. You may be traveling. And so as you get to your destination, as you're traveling to your destination, you want to just reflect on the significance of the cross. Just reflect on the significance of the cross. Romans chapter 5, verse 6 through 10, for while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. This is good news. For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person, one would dare even to die. But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since therefore we have now been justified by his blood, much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to him, to our heavenly Father, by the death of his Son, Jesus Christ, much more now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by his life. Father, we thank you for these confessions of faith this morning. We thank you for time in the Word today. We want to say thank you for everyone under the sound of my voice today. We thank you and we give you praise. As you take communion today, you want to be reminded of Matthew chapter 6. Now, as they were eating, Jesus took bread. Excuse me. And so we want to read that in your hearing. And want to be reminded today to celebrate the death, burial, resurrection of our Lord and Jesus Christ. And think about what the power of the blood means to us. Again, this is Matthew 26, the 26th verse through the 28th verse. Now as they were eating, Jesus took bread. After blessing it, broke it and gave it to the disciples saying, take, eat, this is my body. And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them saying, drink all of it. Drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood, the blood of the covenant, which we ministered about this week, the blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the righteousness, for the forgiveness of their sins. Let me read this again. He says, take, eat, this is my body. He took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. For the forgiveness of sins. Father, we thank you. Oh, we thank you for the shed blood of the cross. We thank you for the significance of Calvary today. We give you glory and we give you praise. We thank you now. You don't know Jesus. You don't know this Lord and Savior that we're ministering about. We invite you now to make him the Lord of your life. Pray with us. Heavenly Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus. Your word says, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. I'm calling on you. I pray and ask Jesus to come into my heart. Be Lord over my life, according to Romans 10, verse 9 through 10. For if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, thou shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Say, I do that now. I confess that Jesus is Lord. I believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead. We are welcoming sons and daughters into the kingdom of God this Good Friday. You prayed this prayer with us. We welcome you now. Come on. Sons and daughters of the Most High, you are born again. We welcome you into the kingdom of God. The angels are rejoicing. We rejoice with you. You may contact us if you need assistance finding a Bible-believing and teaching ministry in your area. Pastor Baker.
Thank you, Pastor. This morning, we have renewed our minds with the word according to Romans 12 and 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Please join us. Please join Pastor Leonard at Holy Faith Church. Please join Pastor Leonard at Apostolic Faith Church of God this Friday, which is tonight at 7 p.m., for the seven last words of Jesus Christ at 608 Oak Street, Franklin, Virginia. Also, worship with us on Resurrection Sunday, March the 31st at 10 a.m. at Holy Faith Church on South Quay Road. Then we will have Pastor Leonard for our closing remark.
Thank you so much. I want to thank this morning Pastor Amy Baker of Temple and Wellness. Also, a member of Mount Olive Ministries Global Fellowship. Thank you this morning for assisting and facilitating. Also want to thank Deacon Tiffany Ingram of the Deaconate Ministry of Mount Olive Ministries for assisting in our facilitation this morning. Want to leave you with this encouraging word. Joshua chapter 1 verse 9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened. Do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. On behalf of me and my husband, Pastor Richard Leonard, we offer this blessing this morning, according to Numbers chapter 6, verse 24 through 26. Receive the blessing now. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Again, thanks for joining us this morning, this Good Friday. Let's continue to grow spiritually, to know our purpose, and have a commitment to excellence. For we walk by faith, not by sight. Go on out today and maximize your believer's walk in the Word. This has been Dr. Andrea Leonard, Bishop Designate of Mount Olive Ministries. Many blessings for a prosperous weekend. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Just worship with us as we go out. Thank you for the blood of Jesus.